Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, where we unpack ancient wisdom for modern life. That's me, your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called existence with a little more grace, grit, and yes, even a touch of humor. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, building self-trust and intuition through practice. Ever feel like your inner voice is drowned out by the noise of the world? Like you second-guess yourself constantly? You know that feeling when you have this gut instinct about something, but then you talk yourself out of it. Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We can actually train our intuition to become a powerful compass in our lives. It's not magic, it's a skill we can develop through consistent practice. Think about it like this. Your intuition is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And just like any muscle, it needs exercise and nourishment to grow. So how do we flex this intuitive muscle? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with yourself. First up, listen to your body. Seriously, pay attention to those subtle cues, the tightness in your chest, when something feels off, the butterflies in your stomach before a big decision. Your body is constantly communicating with you, even if we're too busy scrolling through social media to hear it. Start noticing these signals and ask yourself, what's my body trying to tell me? Next. Journal, journal, journal. This isn't just for creative types. Journaling helps you process your thoughts and emotions, uncover patterns in your behavior, and ultimately get in touch with your inner voice. Write down your dreams, your worries, your hopes, anything that pops into your head. Over time, you'll start to see recurring themes and insights emerge, like little whispers of wisdom from your subconscious mind. Third, practice mindfulness. I know, the word mindfulness can sound a bit pretentious, but trust me on this one. It's just about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day, even 5 minutes can make a difference. When you're fully present, it's easier to tune into that inner voice and hear its guidance. Now, for number 4, trust your gut. This one might seem obvious, but we often overthink things and talk ourselves out of what our intuition is telling us. Remember those butterflies I mentioned earlier? They're a sign. If something feels right, go for it. If something feels off, step back and assess the situation. And lastly, be patient. Building self-trust and intuition is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you doubt yourself, question your decisions, and second-guess everything. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep listening to that inner voice, and trust that over time it will become stronger and more reliable. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was offered this incredible opportunity, a chance to move to New York City and pursue my dream of working in television. I knew it was a big risk, but my gut was telling me, go for it. My head, however, was throwing up all sorts of reasons why it wouldn't work out. But I took a deep breath, listened to that inner voice, and decided to take the leap. And guess what? It was the best decision I ever made. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building self-trust and intuition through practice. Remember, your intuition is a powerful tool, but like any tool, it needs to be honed and nurtured. Start listening, start practicing, and trust that journey will lead you to amazing places. All right, awesome humans, I want to hear from you. How do you cultivate your intuition? What are some ways you've learned to trust yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.